Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Santa, tell me.
Holy night.
Guys, I've been listening to Sabrina Carpenter's Christmas
tunes. She has. She has.
They really, it's like, oh, I don't know, Santa knows.
Santa knows me best.
That's, yeah. He don't know, she don't know. You're like, Santa knows you.
Santa don't know you like I know you.
But I'm in love with Santa on the naughty list. If we were to write a sexy Christmas song, it's very simple. You just gotta
Santa.
Go. Santa, am I naughty?
Don't tell Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, I'm a naughty little girl, Santa.
And but I promise side. I'm nice.
Yeah, I promise I'm nice, not naughty.
Yeah. Even if I'm on the naughty list.
What the fuck? Even if I'm on the naughty list, I've got my candy canes today. I've wrapped the presents under the tree. Very easy.
Yeah, I do stand.
And to hit the notes, it's really simple. Naughty list. Go on, hit it, Sophia. Nice. Naughty list. You've got it. You've really got it. You've got the vibrato. You've got the range. Come on.
What did you say, the vibrato?
Naughty list. No. I can't. But you're not even really saying anything. You're just like, nah.
It's just noise.
Yeah, so come on, hit it for the people.
Naughty list.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so Sabrina Carpenter Christmas tunes really getting us.
I love
spirit.
The pop stars Christmas albums. I always Same. Say it. I really enjoy My Baby's in Town and we're gonna do some winter things.
Classic. If that doesn't make you want to get a boyfriend, I don't know what will.
If that doesn't make you want to get cuffed up for the season, I don't know what will.
My baby's in town.
And we're going to do some winter things. So happy December, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
We're
happy December.
Celebrating with a warm matcha today, aren't we?
We have some new candy cane pillows.
These are...
All the way
TK
from Candy Cane Mountain.
Finest.
Yeah, really nice, actually.
But you know what? I have been saying for a while, it is nice, guys, if you're just listening, we have, you know, Candy Cane pillows. And it is nice to sometimes, you know, when you're sat on the sofa and you just like have a pillow on your belly.
Just something to hold.
Like even just like this, it's just a resting situation here for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm enjoying it. It's quite a nice size.
I enjoy it. Is it's giving, you know, newborn child.
It's giving baby like, isn't it? I'm finding myself patting it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Rocking a lovely candy cane.
It's effervescing. Where's that from?
What?
It effervesces.
Oh my god, where is that from?
You know, it's effervescing. It's different.
Wait,
I
can't put my finger
They're
on it.
They're beginning to effervesce.
Is it my friend?
Yeah.
Is it Joey?
No. They're beginning to effervesce. It's different.
Oh, it's Chandler in the bath.
Yes.
I like it. It's a boy bath. Okay, welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday. Happy December. Oh. We have some fun Christmas surprises this month on the podcast.
Woohoo!
But secret, secret, hush, hush. All will be revealed soon.
Soon.
I was going to say shortly. Soon.
All will be revealed soon.
Okay, cue the Christmas music. Santa on the naughty list. Question of the week. Question is, are you on the naughty or nice list? Okay, just kidding.
Honestly, we should use that next week. We're trying to keep the question of the week's Christmas theme.
Festive theme, just you know?
You know, I know some of you guys won't be feeling festive yet, but this is your festive ticket.
It's our job, you know, to get you in. Cop on this train, yeah, and let's ride all the way to Christmas town. 100%. And let's get you feeling festive, yeah?
Honestly, we should take a trip to Lapland, you know, the North Pole.
I know.
Antarctica.
Absolutely. And Enhudiga. Where's that from? Enhudiga. Enhudiga. That could be from Ice Age. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. So our question of the week this week is, what is the worst Christmas gift you've ever received from a partner?
What a cracking question of the week.
Anything coming to your mind?
Anything coming to my mind?
I do think, like,
probably,
maybe the first Christmas with like someone new. See, it's always a tricky time. You know, if you're meeting someone now, it's a bit awkward. You know,
yes.
Are we doing a gift exchange?
Yes,
are we not? What if I get you a gift and you don't get me one? There's a lot of politics that can come with budding romances at
this
time
of
year.
And it's the same.
Whoa, bubble.
Little frog on my throat. It's the same with, like, say we met in July and my birthday's in August. Mm-hmm. You know, are you getting me a present? You know, I'm
how does this work?
You know, like, we're rapidly falling in love. Mm.
Head over heels.
So is it just flowers? Mm. Is it, you know, Chanel
is it
bag?
Nothing? Do I not get anything?
Yeah. Mm. So it's the same with Christmas.
Absolutely. So, worst Christmas present you've ever received? Let's see what we've got here. A lunchbox.
Oh, okay, practical.
Okay. A Virgin Experience day that says not suitable for nut allergy sufferers. I'm allergic to nuts. Okay.
You poor thing. We were actually saying the other day, imagine being allergic to nuts.
Because we were at a restaurant, weren't we? It was like, any allergies? No.
Yeah. And then I just think everything's got a pine nut on or a walnut on the top or an almond on the top or sesame sauce or it's got tahini in it. Mm. Tahini is sesame, yeah. Is that a nut? It's a seed.
So shout out to all the nut allergy sufferers out there.
Shout out.
We think of you often.
No,
we really do.
Seriously.
A blender.
Mm.
It feels a bit impersonal, doesn't it?
It
a romantic.
Also,
it's not something. I'd appreciate a blender. I actually do want a blender.
Same.
But it's something that I'm going to ask my mum to get me, not my boyfriend.
Yeah. And also, like, if we live together,
right?
A blender, that's a gift for you also to make your fucking protein shakes for your muscles.
You're going to use that before I do.
So was that a gift for me or was it a gift for you?
Mm. Good point, Jintz.
You know?
A big fat nothing.
Big fat nothing. I was going to say that, yeah.
So cash in an envelope.
Oh, I mean, I
wouldn't mind that, actually.
Honestly, I would appreciate
but
some
she
cash.
Said, obviously, last minute panic.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, but I'd appreciate cash, actually.
Yeah, because how much cash are we talking?
You know, if my boyfriend said, here's some cash, envelope, get your nails done, get your hair done, get your spray tan, do this, do that, I'd go, thank you very
cash
much.
Cash is priceless.
Cash in hand, in a card. Cash.
Wow, I've had this one £10 note.
I'd love cash as a gift, actually.
Same. I've had this one £10 note for about a month now.
Waiting to use it.
You know, I wasn't able to use it. I tried to use it in a taxi. He literally refused. He said,
really?
I said, oh. You know when you're in a taxi and
it's all about cash, actually.
And it says cash is preferred.
Yes.
And I was like, can we do card? Oh, actually, I've got the £10 cash. Can I give you £10 and pay the rest on card? No, I'd rather it all on card. I was like, all right, okay.
So
I've had this £10 note for a long time.
Nail
I
shop.
Wasted it in 2 minutes at Winter Wonderland trying to win something on four balls. £10 note, four balls thrown, fucking gone. I thought, oh, that's my
chucked
£10
it down
note
the drain.
That I've been saving for a long time.
I've got one sat in my purse. It's eagerly waiting to be spent.
Well, if you get your nails done today, you can
absolutely use it then. Be a contribution.
Yeah, absolutely.
A period belt.
Oh, I'd appreciate that.
What's like a period belt?
Hot I'm assuming water. It's like a warming belt for the belly.
I'd appreciate that, actually.
Do you know what? That's giving thoughtful, that is it not?
You know, it's like, I know you suffer with your periods. Yeah. I know you find it, as, you know, it's tough every month. Here, got yeah. this. As I appreciate that.
It was accompanied by other bits.
But also, like, a period belt, I would rather, that would be so sweet if you just gave that to me on a random Tuesday in March.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
For Christmas.
Nailed it. Yeah, it, you know? I mean, I would appreciate the sentiment, but as Sophia said, I'd rather it be on a random, yeah, Tuesday yeah. in February.
A giant pink heart silver necklace. She's put actually horrific.
Whoa.
Femme fresh.
I mean, okay.
What?
Okay.
Two walking That's boots rude. Wrapped separately to make it look like more presents and a jar of mustard. Walking boots.
Walking boots and mustard.
Getting you a pair of trainers and wrapping each shoe individually Whoa. To make it look like more. Crocs. They're fine. I've just never mentioned I want them and just not really my style.
Yeah, and to buy something then to wrap it and be like, oh, I'm so excited to open your presents and it to be a croc.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little...
Mm-hmm. An electric toothbrush.
Yeah, it's just boring.
That's giving like mum and dad gift. It's not giving like romance no, couples.
It's not giving first love, my love.
No, hit. It's not giving like thoughtful or an experience no, for us to do together.
It, no, I don't want my first gift from my new partner be his oral hygiene care.
Yeah, you here's know? Some mouthwash.
Yeah, take care
a
of your
A photo
gums.
Album without any pictures in it.
Oh,
that's... See, if it was full of pictures, yes. that would have been beautiful.
That would have been bingo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I've made us, you know, a scrapbook of our life together thus far.
Love
I'd be weak
that.
At the knees. I'd love
Printed
that.
Printed out, cut out, you know, he's used his bare hands and yeah. scissors. You know, he's even...
Bought some pens, bought some stickers.
Yeah, he's even cut some of them in, you know, heart shapes.
Yeah.
You know, how sweet.
I know.
But you expect me to print the pictures out?
And fill it myself.
Fuck off.
It's hardly a gift.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this girl said, my boyfriend at the time got me a weekend at a cabin, got us a weekend at a cabin. It all sounded very romantic. But when we got there, it turns out nothing was paid for. It was like, you know, you pay on arrival. And he forgot
what
his wallet. Wow. So it's like, I'm taking us away. I've booked us this.
Like,
but actually, yeah.
What the fuck?
Wow.
That's crazy. You know what I watched last night? The Football Fraudster.
Oh my God. Is that with
Georgia Steele?
I saw that advertised and I thought, oh, I might watch that actually. It was
giving.
It good?
It was good. I'd watch it. It's giving the Tinder Swindler.
Mm.
But just this British guy.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
Pandora ring. Nothing wrong with a bit of Pandora.
Nothing wrong with
it's
a bit
classic.
Of Pandora.
Rollerblades. Okay.
Thank you.
An umbrella from his mum's gift shop.
Okay.
A packet of seeds.
What's to feed
you like
my birds?
Gardening, don't you? Got a green thumb.
Sesame seeds? Pumpkin seeds?
Oh, this girl said silver jewelry and I'm exclusively gold. Yeah, yes. That's just giving like, you don't know me.
But it's giving, you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
And you don't care enough to even double check.
Right. My jewelry box know? Right there on that. You see me put my gold yeah. bracelets on, my gold earrings in every single day.
Yeah.
And yet you've seen something silver yeah. and thought of me. And I bet you it was right next in yeah. gold. Right
it's
next to it.
It's lack of effort. When I know, you know, so you don't even know that I wear gold jewelry.
It's
but
giving,
I know.
It's giving re-gift.
Yeah,
that.
And it's like, I know every single colour pair of fucking boxers you own.
Mm.
And you can't even just tell me what complements my skin tone, better yes. silver or gold. It's rude.
Yeah. A bright yellow hoodie.
Whoa, flashbacks to Whoa. Lydia in that bright yellow hoodie.
Yeah, I was going to say Lydia would like that.
Hell, walking banana.
Pangea, what was it called? Neon yellow tracksuit.
I've never seen a yellow tracksuit like it. I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
A lot of people are saying nothing. They've been given nothing.
Not even a Christmas kiss.
Ugly ass earrings, oh. something his mum bought,
oh.
Ugliest Christmas jumper, box of fruit pastels, post-it notes, a basket of nothing.
What?
Just like a random like glass, random bottle of wine.
Oh, wine.
An iron and an ironing board.
No, do not give me household
lip balm,
chore things, Sophia.
Just chocolate.
Imagine getting a Hoover.
I know. From your boyfriend. Like, mum, if you know, you can get me a Hoover, absolutely. I'm sure I'll use that. But if from your boyfriend, it's not the vibe that you want, is it?
An ironing board, a Hoover, and a mop.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And a blender. Oh, brilliant. Fucking yippee. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, this girl said nothing because, you know, I thought we said no gifts when really I did get him 3. Yeah, see, that's, listen, fellas, boys listening. If any girlfriend says to you, let's just not do gifts. Always get a gift.
It's bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Always. Absolutely. Be prepared. Always get a gift.
No, I just love you so much. I couldn't not get you something.
I couldn't help myself. Easy. I just saw this and I thought of you. Easy. Never believe, let's just not do gifts. Because,
or, you know, it doesn't have to be, or it could just be a candy cane pillow.
Exhibit A, TK Maxx.
You know, it could just be a Space NK voucher.
Ooh.
Although vouchers are low effort, though.
Why don't we reel off 5 things to wrap up this question of the week? 5 easy, good, solid Christmas gifts that any men listening could get the girlfriends.
I would say, first off,
Skims.
Anything from Skims.
Skims pajamas.
These joggers are Skims.
Skims pajamas or joggers or cute pants, cute bras.
Love. I would also say walk into Space NK off Sephora.
Mm-hmm. Can't go that
head
wrong.
This is getting big budget now. Head to Hourglass.
Ooh.
Any sort of palette there. Beautiful.
Ambient lighting.
Eyeshadow. A blusher palette. Wow. You'll get gasps on Christmas Day. That's beautiful.
If we're going bigger budget, Dyson Airwrap.
Okay. Well, if we're going that big budget, just take yourself to Chanel. Okay. Find out what our favorite color is.
These are good suggestions. Okay. These are good suggestions. 2 more.
Honestly, you know what is a classic that will get used?
Will
Laura
be get
Mercier
used.
Translucent powder.
A makeup.
Do you know what I mean?
Goes with Space NK, a makeup goodie bag.
Yeah. Any type of Astrid and Miu, you know.
Make sure you know if she's gold or silver.
Gold or silver. Just a nice pair of hoops that Sophia's got in.
Mm.
Nima Rowe.
Anything personalized, like a necklace with her initial on it, a necklace with your initial on it, you know, Tifa Troy, vibes.
Yeah, if you want to win Christmas, a necklace with your own initial on it. Fucking hell. Get a chain with your
tea for Troy.
Why are you singing?
Tea for Troy.
Oh, yeah. For Troy. I was singing, chain around my neck, chain around my neck.
That doesn't sound like Christmas. No. Chains around my neck.
No, Taylor says it. It's a Taylor lyric. Is it not? She goes, get me a necklace with...
I tell you who does sing it. Dave, put my name on a necklace. That's a chain reaction.
Yeah, that's a chain reaction. We love you, Dave.
Put your name. It's either put your name on a necklace. That's a chain reaction. Or put my name on your necklace. That's a chain reaction.
Okay, no, but what does Taylor say?
I don't know.
She says, initial with my chain, with my chain.
Chains on my neck.
Anyway.
So that's a good one.
You would win.
And then maybe what I would say is a really nice gift, a lovely dressing gown.
I'm just about to say go into White Company and get a dressing gown or some socks.
Can't really go that wrong.
A diffuser, an electric diffuser. Mm. Oh my God, with some essential oils.
Yes. Yeah.
If you really want a will.
Will?
Will? Who's Will?
If there's a will, there's a way.
Santal 26 candle. Blimey, you would win.
And you can also personalize that, don't forget. So you can put, you know, this candle will burn forever, just like my love for you.
If you really, 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 really want to win, get yourself your girlfriend Girls Bathroom Planet tour tickets.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
For Swansea. Most is sold out, but Swansea is still available, guys.
Get a day trip to Wales, weekend trip to Swansea,
absolutely.
And come and have a good time at the Planet Tour. Brilliant. Okay, so that was our festive also, sprinkle on today's episode.
Lip liner, lip gloss, Fenty gloss, any type of lip liner, you know, Huda Beauty, lovely, loose powder, Huda Beauty eyeshadow palettes. Stunning.
Yes.
I could go on.
I'm trying to think what else I'd like.
If you really want to win, sorry, jelly cats. Fucking
so
hell, are you joking?
True.
Cute little jelly cats, the little cute little marshmallow
so
jelly
true.
Cats.
And also, like the like what we had on Question of the Week, make a fucking scrapbook, okay? Fuck. Go to a Snappy Snaps, get, take your phone, print out all your couple pics,
yep.
Put them in a scrapbook.
Cost you what, 50p?
And put a little note or a little letter in there. That would win, low-key.
Listen. Back page of that fucking scrapbook
is,
you know, a little sachet. It's got the necklace in it with your fucking initial on it.
Brilliant.
There
brilliant.
Is going to be a tear rolled down her cheek.
And then
cheek.
On the back page, you write, can't wait to see what's next.
What our next chapter is to unfold.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you also got an envelope in there, stuffed with cash.
$5,000 in cash minimum. Okay. That will last her all year, you know, for nails,
hair,
pedis,
tan, yep. Pedis.
And that would be lovely. You know,
then
and to
you'd
top
win.
It off, you know, we've got a lovely wrapped box. Ooh, what could it be? What could it be? Ooh, what could it be?
Ooh.
It's a big fat Chanel bag.
And while she's opening it, get your fucking phone out, clean your lens, and do a lovely video so she can post it on her Instagram.
And burst it. Make sure she's in some cute pajamas that you've bought from her from Skims or that beautiful white company dressing gown.
Yeah, and take fucking pictures.
Make sure it's good lighting. Take some fucking nice pictures and go kiss her on the cheek and say you love her
and
very much.
Then you've
and
won
that's
Christmas.
How it's done, you idiots. Not fucking hiking boots and mustard. What
wrapped individually.
Fuck? Wrapped individually. Mustard. I do like mustard, but not for fucking Christmas.
Okay.
Actually, I had a hot dog at the weekend with mustard.
Oh, I had mustard in my mash last night.
What? Mustard does something to me. It's so good.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
We've got competitive friends about relationships.
We heard a story, didn't we, on Thursday?
Let me just rewind to my mind.
Rewind
back to Thursday.
Didn't we? And that was like a weird competitive friendship.
It's quite scary. It gave me the chills hearing that
gave
story,
me goosebumps,
actually. So competitive friends about relationships. Do I cut them off? So, hi, girls. Been listening to the pod for years.
Yes.
Wow, thank you so much.
Wow, thank you.
I found myself in a dilemma with two of my friends. They aren't in the same friendship group. One is an ex-colleague I became friends with, and another is a girl from a relatively new friendship group. I'm recently in a new relationship, coming up to 8 months. We've been living together since August, and we are picking up our puppy in January.
A pupkey. That is gorgeous. Wow, that's a whirlwind romance.
That's
I feel
a whirlwind,
like.
Yeah.
Living together in August.
Yeah. This
what,
time
six
last year,
in?
You didn't even know this guy. And now you're moving in, you live with him, and you're getting a puppy.
Just shows how quickly life can change.
So things are going very, very well. And needless to say, we are super happy.
Oh.
I've been the single girl in the group for the last 3 years, with these two friends both having been in different relationships during our friendship. Mm-hmm. I've always been very happy for them. Both of their relationships fell apart around the time that mine was beginning,
mm-hmm.
and both have rushed into new relationships.
Okay.
Recently, I feel as if both of these friends are trying to compete with me about who has the best relationship, or who is the most in love, or whose relationship is progressing the most.
With their new guys, is that?
Yes.
Got you.
This sounds really silly and immature, which is how I'm feeling as I'm a 28-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
For example, me and my boyfriend getting our new puppy. When I told friend A, her response immediately was that she was two in April and has even chosen an almost identical name. But she
Toffee,
is now
Toffee and Honey.
But she
Caramel
is
pop.
Now she has now K-pop. Brought this forward to the same timing as us and keeps asking me what exact date we are bringing us home.
Right.
Okay, it's a bit creepy, which feels like so she can get there first.
Right.
I'd also told her how my boyfriend has told me that I was the one and that he wanted us to go together and try an engagement ring because of how we had discussed
Stop,
being engaged before I'm 30.
Stop.
So I sent friend A a message about how she should start saving for my hen, to Ooh. Which she responded saying I should save for mine too. Oh no.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
I hate this.
Better save as well, babes.
Friend B, okay, recently got out of a 6-year relationship that she was always very much vocal about wanting to buy a
Wait,
house
this
with
is
him
the other friend, sorry.
And all these things. Then they broke up and we attended a couple's day out at the races where she was single and visibly feeling down okay. about being the only one there without a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Also being the event that she met my boyfriend at for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But within a month, she's got a brand new boyfriend.
Oh,
she has since sent me a voice
Where'd
note.
Where'd you find them?
Where are you finding these guys?
Like, serious.
She has since sent me a voice note and replying to my story saying, me and my boyfriend are going to do this too. Even saying she doesn't think our friend that has been with her boyfriend the longest won't be the next one to get engaged. And in general, feel as though she is going out of her way to try and prove to us how happy she is and how in love she is with her new boyfriend
right.
and how much better her relationship is than anyone else's. Oh my God.
Well, wait.
Well, we're going to do that too. Yeah, okay, we're going to get a dog as well. And yeah. Oh, well, we actually blah, blah, blah.
You know what?
Fucking
hell,
I'm exhausted.
I watched literally the other day the Friends episode where Phoebe got that new boyfriend and they were having sex everywhere.
And Monica and Chandler were let's do it.
And
let's
Monica
do
was
it.
Like, Chandler, this way, with me now.
We're still hot and steamy.
Yeah, we're still hot and steamy. It's literally giving that.
It's giving that. Okay, let's just take a breath.
Monica and Phoebe would have a convo and Phoebe would be like, oh, sorry, twig in my hair.
God, we did it in the bush on the way
and Monica
over.
Monica was like, what's got what? Yeah. Oh, you did it in the...
Chandler, we're going.
Chandler.
Okay, so I've still got one more paragraph. But so it's you and two other friends. You were always typically the single one.
Yes.
And your two other friends are in like 6-year-long relationships. And theirs have ended at the time you met yours. But now they've both also met someone new.
Within like a month.
Everyone's relationships are moving at a rapid rate. Okay.
And then there is something to do with that and like the age. I feel like as we get older, like 20, 28, like 30s, relationships do tend to just move a little quicker.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Just from what we've witnessed around us.
I think it's normal for them to go a bit quicker.
Yeah, just because they're at that age, you know, the eggs are, you know, the sperm is slowing down.
Well, people know what they want. You know, I feel like people are like, their friends around them are settling down. Yeah. So they feel like, okay, I can do this too.
And it's like, if you meet someone at 29, and things are good, you're just gonna go for it, I feel like, right?
Yeah. So it could be an element of
It could be an element of that, but also I feel like if you're picking up these vibes,
competitive vibes, then they don't come out of nowhere.
Right, and your intuition is rarely wrong.
Mm. So last bit, I'm finding candy canes.
No, I couldn't twizzle back.
I'm finding it difficult to continue with these friendships. Where rather than being happy and excited for me, it feels like they both need to compete or say that it's happening with them too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I am so happy if they're happy, but a friendship that feels like competition isn't what I want at this age.
No.
And I'm finding myself not wanting to share exciting news with both of them because I almost feel like I should keep things a secret so that they don't just copy me. Me and my boyfriend actually joked, guessing what response we would get back from my friend A about us getting a dog due to us feeling like she is copying us at any opportunity.
Yeah.
For example, our date nights with me jokingly said she would probably say she's going to get one as well. And then she actually did. Lol. Same with the other friend. I bought a personalized bauble for me and my boyfriend's first Christmas together. And then she went and did the same thing. So it just feels like comparing and copying, etc. Do I cut them off or just stay friends but continue to keep them at arm's length? They're 26, 25. I'm 28. Thanks, girls.
Yeah, so what it's kind of giving is that, you know, while they were in their previous relationships, they were probably quite happy that you were single.
Yeah.
You know, in that kind of like weird way, like, oh, well, you know, she'll never get a boyfriend. You know, that kind of way. And then obviously theirs have broken down, but you've fallen in love. It's like perfect. And then they're feeling a little jealous about that, have rushed into a new relationship that maybe deep down they know isn't like right. I would just say protect your peace a bit and just don't share. And I mean, there's nothing you can really do. Like, they've got their own relationships to figure out whether they're right or wrong. Do you know what I mean? They are in those relationships.
I don't want you to feel like you need to keep these secrets from your friends.
Neither
like,
do I.
That's but, not a good place
but
to be
But then it's
in.
Like, are these people real friends, you know?
I think they probably are. I think they're probably just a bit panicked. Because, yeah, like you said, friend, I think it was friend A, maybe it was friend B, had a 6-year relationship. She thought, like, I'm going to marry this guy. They've got a house together. So she's probably quite stressed that she's like, you know, now starting from scratch all over again. And maybe, I think this is probably just panic.
So then
and
that's why they've coming rushed
out,
in.
It's coming out in the wrong ways. Yes. Or it is genuinely, like we said, you know, later 20s, 30s relationships do move a bit quicker than when you're like 19. Yeah. So this could just be genuinely...
And maybe
everyone's just like found a good person and it's just moving. And you maybe feel a bit like, gosh, like I haven't had a boyfriend in so long. Like I want everyone to be excited about me and what I'm doing. And but the attention's not.
On me,
because
right
my friends are doing it too. And
maybe you've genuinely got good date ideas. Like,
yeah, and people are like, fucking, that sounds good. Let's
you know,
do that as
some
well.
Some good ideas, you know, that bauble was quite a good idea.
Yeah, I'll get a bauble too.
Sophia should probably get our first home bauble. Yeah, you know,
probably should actually.
Seriously,
it's a good idea.
You know, it's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
So, and you know, a cute little wine bottle, great recommendation. So maybe it is just like, but then if you're feeling it's full copying vibes, then you are right.
It's not the dynamic you want to feel in your friend group.
Yeah, well,
is it?
Well, you're feeling like you don't want to share now.
Yeah, which is a problem.
Which is because you don't want to share because they're kind of, they're not taking it as just like nice news that they're like kind of, I don't know.
You feel like whenever you say something, it's like, oh, well, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Not just like, what? Oh my God, that is so exciting. Yeah. Wow, that's going to be so fun.
Oh, well, me and David actually said we were going to do that, you know? Yeah. Oh, a weekend away in the Cotswolds?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're going to do that
also. Yeah, David's actually booked for us too. Drunkity necklace.
Miranda fans. Drunkity necklace.
You know, Drunkity necklace. You know.
So what can you do? Not much, really, to be honest.
The thing is, I think what I would do in this situation...
Stay in your own lane.
Focus on your own relationship. It seems like you found the one. I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm proud of you. Like, you were single for 3 years. Like, I bet you kissed a lot of frogs.
Mm.
And like, you know, and things didn't work out with a few different people, right? Because 3 years single, that's a real achievement, I think.
It is.
And you finally met this person and it is right.
Yes.
And you know it's right and you're just in love.
It's just flowing. It's moving.
Right, there's no pressure. You guys are just like going.
Happy.
You're just like, things are moving. The puppy, the moving in, Christmas time.
It's happening.
First Christmas.
Yeah.
And, you know, your friends maybe aren't in that space. You know, that like Sophia said, they're a bit frantic. And
possibly.
Just a bit, possibly. And just maybe they... kind of
trying to keep up appearances.
Yeah, they're not super
don't
want to
feel
happy.
Like they're getting left behind.
Yeah,
they
want to
be at the same pace as everyone else.
Yeah, and maybe it's like they just didn't want to be single over Christmas. You know, so support them, you know, where you can.
Yeah.
Because
I wouldn't feel, I do think this is actually quite normal because we literally heard a story
last week of
very similar dynamic where, you know, someone's always been single, someone's got the boyfriend, and it's like then the one that's always been single has got a boyfriend, and then the one that had a boyfriend's like trying to ruin it. And
what it is it's when one of the friends isn't happy in their relationship,
yes,
and then they can see you flourishing in a new relationship and genuinely happy, it can be sometimes quite hard for that friend to be like, because they're slowly realizing, okay, right, my relationship is not as good as theirs.
Yes.
And then it's panic. With genuine friends,
they're
going to support you through no matter
whatever
what
phase.
Like if I got pregnant tomorrow,
I'll be so excited.
Who would the father be, for one?
That would be a mystery.
But like,
that would be so fun.
No, it wouldn't. If I had a baby tomorrow, that would not. I wouldn't. Okay, but thank you.
We could babysit together.
Yeah, but it's like
a co-parent.
That's the point. The point I'm trying to make is that they will support you through whatever thing you're going through in your life. You know, like if anything ever, you know, when you don't have to. I'm as lovely as it would be. Mm. You don't have to be pregnant at the same time. You don't have to be getting married at the same time. We don't have to go on the set, have a joint hen do. Right. You know, we don't have to have joint weddings, and our daughters don't have to be the best friends.
It's not realistic.
It's not.
It's not reality. It's, I mean, it would be great.
And our daughter and our son don't have to fall in love. Yeah. But so the point is that true friends will just support you through whatever phase of your life that you're in.
And there won't be an undertone of competition.
Right. It's not like, oh my God, she's just got engaged.
Well, in that case.
We're going to the going to the ring shop this weekend.
Hurry up.
My ring is a size 3B. Wait, what are the ring sizes? I'm a 37.
Yeah.
What are the ring sizes?
But I don't know.
6C?
I'm not sure.
I think I'm a D. Mm. I don't know.
I think I'm an F.
What size is your ring? Oh, an F?
But I would.
I'm a C. I tried on some F. They didn't fit.
But I would. It was actually way too big for me.
How fat are your fingers?
I've got quite skinny fingers. So.
You see my.
Look at my hands. They're just so tiny and frail. They're so petite. Gosh, your ring is just hanging off me. It slipped right off.
Gosh, yeah. You know, I've been blessed with the skinny hands.
But what I would say, like I said before, if it gives you any reassurance, you're definitely not the only girl in the world that feels this way with dynamics changing in friendship groups and whatever. Because we literally know someone who this is happening to.
And I just think it's the pressure of it for like your friends.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Like, this is what I was trying to think of earlier. Sorry, going back to friends again, Rachel's 30th birthday.
Yes.
And she's like, okay, so, well, if I want to have kids at 35, I'll be pregnant for a year, 34, and then I need to meet someone like, blah, 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 blah. And it's all of that like, and everyone like, okay, sort so of like be, has in their like subconscious.
Yeah. So she's like, I have to be with my husband
for
now.
At least a year before I
And she was with Tag at the time, who was like, what?
25.
25, 5 years younger. Mm. He was like running around on fucking roller
pogo
skates.
Pogo stick.
On a pogo stick. That was it. On a what are they called? A scooter. Was he on a scooter?
I think he was on a pogo stick.
And she was like, that's not my husband.
Yes.
And it's that kind of realization like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's pressure and it's stressful, but it shouldn't be. Like, it's really not. Mm. Like, it's being at different points in your lives is fine.
But this is where I think you have to be like extra, like, loving towards your friends, because you never know. Like, they may be like genuinely in that, like, oh, fuck, I'm feeling really blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you need to almost like go in with even more like kindness and softness as opposed to like, oh, well, I'm going to keep this secret. I don't know. Like, I just don't see that helping. Like, if it is genuinely coming from like, you know, feeling a bit stressed and I'm newly single and I was with this guy for 6 years and now all my friends are with people and I'm feeling like the little odd one out. Like, you need to go in with even more like,
kindness towards the copying friends.
Kindness, yeah. And less of like, oh, well, that must mean that you're a bitch and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Mm. Like, maybe actually you need to act in the opposite way that you're thinking, because...
Yeah, maybe just be like, I'm super happy. How are you, Helen? I'm super happy for you.
Yeah.
You know, really happy for your next chat. A dog is a real big... if they have actually decided to get a puppy, puppies are for life.
That's a child.
So, like, I'm hoping that they're serious about this, and I hope she is, and I hope they are greatly in love and, like, are actually doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And not just because Susan's getting a puppy, so we're going to get a puppy. Because, you know...
That's the bad idea.
That poor puppy, you know?
Poor puppy.
You know? So I hope they're going to be good dog parents and actually want this dog. That's what I'm concerned
about. Good fur parents.
Yeah.
But yeah, good luck with that. It's a difficult situation to be in, but I would take comfort in it. I think it's actually quite common. But I think you need to go in with even more...
Gentleness.
Like we said, like gentleness and softness
and
kindness.
And I understand that might be hard because you're feeling frustrated.
Yeah, but I think you need to let that go and let this like competitive feeling like just try and squash it.
And then like we said before, just focus on your own relationship, your own love, your own future, your own new dog.
And things, we'll just see how things play out. And good luck with the puppy.
Good luck with the puppy.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, this would actually... this would definitely rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, this would grate at me, that's for sure. Yeah. So, I'd be like, stop sucking up.
But it's like, do you fucking
be on my side?
Right. My best friend always sides with Brian.
Yeah, that's going to piss you off.
Well, it's like, I want you to support me.
Where do your loyalties lie?
I want you to support me in every single argument or altercation I have. Mm. Whether I'm in the right or I'm in the wrong.
You tell me I'm in the right.
Right?
Yeah. Always siding with Brian. Be like, God, you fancy him or something?
We've got pictures.
Brilliant.
Get in.
Okay, let's hear this. Maybe your friend, maybe you are in the wrong, you know, and your friend's trying to...
Yeah, she's just being real. Mm. I guess it's like, you know, she's a real friend. She's a real one.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, she's a real one.
You know? Okay, I'm writing in with just a quick dilemma. I'm not sure if there's a solution for this one.
Oh,
so you're looking for solutions over here.
Okay.
But I'm hoping by discussing, I'll get some insight into your perspective for how I can manage this.
Okay. Insight into perspective.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
We've come to the experts. We're actually trained in psychology.
I wish we were.
I
wish we were professionals.
We should do some studying and reading.
We've said this before, yeah.
And some courses.
Maybe in the new year to set ourselves a challenge.
Yeah, that might be quite
develop
nice.
Our mind and our growth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brain cells.
Absolutely.
Because you've got to keep them firing, otherwise you lose them.
We've got to keep the brain sharp.
Mm.
I've been with Brian for just over 2 years now, and we've recently moved in together.
Exciting.
We are 26.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Very fun.
He is just lovely. Aww. And we have a very healthy, loving, committed, fun, safe relationship.
Wow. Committed, fun,
healthy,
safe,
check,
loving.
Loving, check, committed,
check.
Fun, check, safe, check. Five.
Wow.
Sarah is my best friend who I've known for 4 years.
Okay.
And I've also lived with in the past. Gorgeous. So Sarah's the bestie of 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's known Brian from the start.
From the get-go.
Lovely. I love Sarah and I consider her a best friend. We share a lot of interests in common, which we really connect through. And I know I can rely on her to be there no matter what.
Brilliant.
Excellent. She sounds like a great
She sounds
friend.
Like a real one.
What's been grating on me recently, though, is that Sarah always seems to side with Brian. Whether I share something that has upset me or is annoying me. Well, yeah, see, that's not... If I'm coming to you and said, you'll never fucking guess what you did fucking last night. Really pissed me the fuck off.
I'm so pissed off.
Like, and you just want to vent and it's a fucking twat. Just fucking piss me off.
And then
she's going...
Well, he is right.
Well... you know what? I do see his sides, you know, I do think, you know,
I'd say, oh, give it a rest,
you know, especially you're overreacting, I think, a little bit, you know,
I mean, I can see his point of view.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as pissed off as you're acting right now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that, it's like,
yeah,
that's all I want is like, yeah, what a fucking twat, you know, be angry.
How annoying,
you know. These will be super minor things, such as the way he cleans. Yeah, so even more so. Just, you know,
just side with me.
Why are you siding with the, which I'm not genuinely.
You're not like a mutual therapist. You're my best friend who I'm just trying to vent to.
Yes.
And just need someone to just kind of be like, yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Not, if, you know, a rational, calm third party.
No.
You're here as my best friend.
Yeah. And if his cleaning technique is actually the correct way, I don't give a fuck.
No. We can talk about that another day.
You know what I mean? Right. Which I'm genuinely not annoyed about, but we'll maybe just mention it as a sort of passing joke.
Right.
Sarah will respond with, well, maybe he's just, or I understand what he means. Okay, so.
Okay, well, do you want to be his girlfriend instead then, Sarah? Yeah. You two probably get along quite well.
But maybe she's just doing devil's advocate, you know? It's like, well, you know, coming from his point of view, you know, he may, you know, just to make, I don't know.
Maybe she's trying to reason with you and be like, well, you know, I do see what he means.
Yeah, maybe she, It just feels like she can never empathize with my point of view.
Okay.
Which is pushing me away from sharing things with her because I don't find it helpful for her to try and be logical.
Right.
Your logic and rationale is pissing me off.
Yeah.
By extension, I don't find it helpful for her to try and be logical, and by extension, appear as though she is siding with Brian. Mm-hmm. I just wish she could joke back with me about the situations rather than trying to find a solution / alternative way of thinking.
Yeah.
It can be very invalidating at times and give toxic positivity. I just want her to be my friend in these situations and back me. Yeah, I hear you. Sarah will also make a point of saying that Brian is not punching.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Whoa. Sarah will also make a point of saying that Brian is not punching, which for me is crazy because I am 100% the type of girl to say any guy is punching. Absolutely.
Yeah. All boys are punching.
All boys are punching.
Full stop.
Losers. And with any one of my friends. Well, yeah, that's just basic math, is it not?
Yeah. That's. That's giving like what?
That's giving like if I ask you.
That's like
is
you
this guy
say,
punching? Of course he fucking is. Look at you. You're drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah. That's like Chintzy meeting a new guy. And then me saying, gosh, you're really punching, aren't you? To Chintz. It's fucking weird.
That would be fucking sick. What a horrid thing to say.
That doesn't exist. All boys are punching, full stop.
That does not exist.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Well, that just feels a bit unnecessary. Of a comment that just wasn't needed.
That wasn't needed at all. Past, present, and future. Huh? Oh, she said this before. Because I back my friends to be so amazing, and best believe no guy will ever be as good as them, no matter how kind, caring, funny they are. Okay, yeah. What are your thoughts on this, girls? Is this something I need to address with Sarah, or should I just continue to brush past it?
Right.
Attached.
Okay.
Pictures of Brian and I. Sarah and I. Was I know you love a pic.
Brilliant.
Thanks, girls. See you in September.
See you in September, baby.
Oh, love you. Okay, so this is Sarah and Susan. I mean, gorgeous. Pastel colours.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, a little slick back bun.
Gorgeous, yeah. Giving sleek.
Both, one's a silver girly, one's a gold girly, I see.
Pretty convenient.
Then we've got Brian and yourself. Yeah, Brian is 100% punching here.
Oh, God, Brian's definitely punching.
So she will say, you're punching for Brian, which is crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful couple.
Yeah, gorgeous couple.
You look very happy. You look radiant. Beautiful curly hair. He looks so happy to be in
He looks absolutely chuffed.
He's grinning from ear to ear. His eyes look kind.
Couldn't wipe the smile off his face.
You know, it's cheek to cheek, toe to toe, palm to palm. We were always just that close. Lips to lips.
Toe to toe, nose to nose,
lips that felt just like the inside of a rose. Do you know you can do this?
Yeah.
But how come when I reach out my finger?
Okay.
Yeah. So they're cheek to cheek in this picture. It's looking just like lovebirds.
I do think
I made a collage of your guys' faces accidentally. Save the files.
I do think.
I can't get off. I'm just going to have just to swipe. Close the phone.
I totally get why when you're venting to your friend and she's like seeing the logic and, you know, playing devil's advocate, that it would sometimes you're just not in the mood for that. Sometimes you just want your friend to back you and be like, yeah, that was so shit, blah 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 blah.
Like if Sophia said to me, oh, I went to the fucking cinema at the weekend, you never guess what, you never
fucking guess
me.
What
he I fucking, you know, how fucking annoying is this what he did? You know, he fucking said one comment. I just thought, fuck off. And I poured the whole tub of popcorn all over his head. And I fucking stormed out.
You know, and then Cinzia goes, God, that was a bit of an overreaction from you.
I go, oh, absolutely. Damn right you did. Absolutely damn right. You fucking deserve that. Absolutely you did. Yeah, I don't care if you made that's a scene just, in the cinema. That's just in the what, everyman. Just go
that,
for it, babe.
That's just what you need sometimes.
Yeah, not like, whoa, what the fuck did you do that for?
Yeah, I think you were in the wrong.
Yeah,
what?
Why the hell did you do that? Oh, poor Brian.
But then on the other hand, you know, maybe she is just being a helpful friend and trying to, you know, not add fuel to the fire.
Well, like you said, she's
and trying
being logical.
To simmer things down and make you see his side. And she's kind of helping you, like, fix the...
She's helping you navigate through.
Yes, yeah.
I guess, but then you're kind of like, but I just want a friend who's just going to back me. And, you know, sometimes I
who's
don't need
gonna
this.
Who's just going to vent with me and...
Yeah. I low-key think you could say something.
Well, I guess maybe. You
just
know how
like,
they say...
You know, like next time something you bring something up and maybe next time she's trying to be logical, be like, oh, sometimes I just want you to just...
Just
blindly follow my, you know,
exactly.
You know,
I don't think it needs to be a big conversation.
Me
I just
neither.
Think, like, before you vent next time, say, listen, Sarah, I'm not looking for logic or solutions. I'm just here to vent.
And I want you to back me and support my decision in pouring that popcorn.
Because listen
all over
to this. Yeah, I think that's all it needs,
same.
Really.
And then she'll be like, yeah, of course. Oh my God. And then she'll get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's there not to get?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's what's there not to get?
Mm.
You know?
I think you can salvage this.
Yeah, but then the punching thing,
the
weird comment.
The punching thing is
weird. That is a whole other layer.
Yeah.
Of...
That's a weird comment to make for sure.
It is, because
we're going to need context around that.
No matter who it is, who, what, when, how, if they ask me, am I punching? Absolutely not. They fucking are.
They're lucky to have you.
You know, no matter who or what, right?
Yeah, that was a weird comment from her.
It's not like, do you know what? You are.
Do you know what? I think you actually might be punching in this
instance.
You know, instance.
I think, you know, you're lucky.
Yeah.
No, he's lucky. She's lucky.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a weird comment to make. But if it was a one-off, like, I don't know,
flippant.
If your friendship's really good apart from that, I think maybe you could just kind of pass that off as like, that was a weird thing. We'll forget about that. I don't know.
I just hope it doesn't. And then if she says, make such a comment again, then be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Then maybe be like, come on, what do you mean? I'm punching.
Yeah.
He's clearly punching.
But I think you could let that go if everything else is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's salvageable.
Yeah. I hope you two have a lovely, long lasting friendship.
And a Merry Christmas.
And I guess a Happy New Year.
Oh, God. Yeah. Done. Oh, it's God. Okay, guys, it's that time in the episode where we are playing a little game with our friends at Bumble.
Sexy or so sorry, not for me.
Sauce.
Okay, so Soph, let's picture this.
Hit me.
You've got a new boyfriend, let's imagine.
Okay.
And you're spending Christmas with him for the first time.
Oh, important.
You're so excited. You're thinking, oh, you know, this is the love of my life.
Magical, here we go.
You know,
making new traditions.
Yeah.
Hit
but
me.
You're used to on your Christmas date. You know, pajamas all day.
It's pajama
no
day.
No makeup. It's, you know, it's chocolate for breakfast. It's pano shocks in the morning.
It's comfort.
You know,
it's casual.
It's just
it's
like,
cozy.
Let's just eat, sit, film, eat, more sitting, more opening
nap.
Presents, eating. Uh-huh. He says, but however, your new boyfriend, he says, make sure you bring your gym leggings. Because we've got that 10-mile walk over the cliffs.
We've got the family walk.
Remember, it's
the Scottish Highlands.
We're usually out from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m.
So we really feel like we've earned our roast. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Absolutely not. No one is getting
no
me
one.
Out at 9 a.m. on Christmas Day.
Nothing that can strike fear in me than realizing I've joined a family that likes to go for a long walk on Christmas Day.
The active family is not for me.
Tis the season to
no.
be jolly, not to be active.
La, la, la. Absolutely not. What?
That's
battling
a sauce
the
from
winds.
Me.
freezing cold climate on Christmas
Day. That's a no from me.
This is the laziest day of the year, and you've got me out here, yes, on the Scottish Islands. Number one, it's dangerous.
Battling the elements.
I could hurt myself, break my ankle.
It's a sauce from me.
At least twist my
ankle. I'm going home. Yeah, I'm back on Bumble.
It's a sauce
for
me.
Okay, so right back at you, chintz. It's time for your go. New guy, dating. Actually, let's say you've been seeing this guy for, I'm going to say a year.
A year, okay.
So it's kind of new, but it's kind of like, you're kind of in the swing of things.
I'm madly in love.
But you're madly in love. And you've gone to his for Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. For the in-laws, spending time with the in-laws. Everyone's gathering around, one by one, opening presents. Oh, what did you get? Then Brian comes in, you know, gifts galore. Okay, girls, it's time for your gifts.
Girls.
Sisters have got some, mum's got some, you've got some. And lo and behold, he's gone big budget for his mum. Big budget. Think Dyson Airwrap, you know, think big budget. And you've just got some matching pajamas. So he spent more on his mum than he spent on you. How does that sit with you? Is that a sexy or is it a soz?
I respect the mothers. Okay. They play a big part in our partners' lives. And a man who loves his mother, wow, best kind of man.
Is a good man.
Okay. So, and that's very sweet. He's thoughtful, thinking about his mother. You know, she's been complaining about her hair. She wanted the Dyson. You know, who can blame her?
True.
You know, the Dyson's an incredible piece of kit.
True. But how you feel?
However, on the other hand,
on the contrary,
if my present is not matching, you know,
the same caliber,
I'm gonna feel a little bit some type of way. You know, if you know, yes, I love my PJs; they're very comfortable. However, you've known I've wanted a pink Chanel bag for a long time,
so I'm feeling a little bit like I've been shortchanged.
So I'm feeling just a tiny bit shortchanged.
So it's a. I feel like I've got the short straw here.
Whoa, one second. I feel like I've kind of pulled the short straw here. You know, I've been wanting that Dyson for a long time and I've got matching PJs. Sorry, Helen, but this is not fair.
Whoa.
Listen, yeah, I think it's sexy because he cares about his mum and I love that, but sauce because also I deserve a big
I'm important too
as well.
the end
getting myself back on Bumble. Baby,
okay, next dilemma. Very girl talky this week. I like it. We've got, was the 8-year friendship all in my head?
Whoa, that's scary.
She said, hi girls, hope you're staying fab and fresh. Fab and fresh.
I feel fab and I feel fresh today.
I could really use your advice. Let me get into it. I have a friend group of 6 girls.
Okay.
We're all quite close, have a big group chat, and all went to school together at some point.
Gorgeous.
Either secondary or uni. We have all been friends for years.
Wow.
And have only gotten closer as time has gone on.
Oh, I love that.
One girl, Sarah, had gone to the same uni as me and lived quite close to me, so we'd naturally spend a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. She eventually got into a relationship with an older guy. She's 22, he's 32.
Okay, 10 years. We can handle 10 years.
The age gap was a bit much, but he was really kind to her, taught her how to drive, and was teaching her French. Parlez-vous français?
Ah, bonjour, monsieur.
Ah, bonjour, monsieur.
Parlez-vous français?
Je m'appelle Claude.
Je m'appelle.
He was also very nice to us. We'd share our boy problems with him. He'd give us great advice. Fast forward a few months, and Sarah starts sharing that her boyfriend, Brian, has temper issues. He'd raise his voice at her and then say it's because he's French and French people are passionate. After a few incidents of yelling and jealousy over the course of about 4 or 5 months, she broke up with him.
Okay, yeah, we don't like temper and we don't like men blaming their temper.
Inside voices, please. Yeah, hush tones.
Don't shout at me.
I was there to support her as I had been in a relationship in the past that wasn't great. And I called out the signs to her from early.
Good.
I was very relieved that she was no longer being yelled at. We would talk about how her life is better now that he's not around. We joke about how she can finally look for someone more height appropriate. Brackets, he was shorter than her. Anyway, a bit more height appropriate next time.
Let's just find someone, you know, he's in your height range. Next time. Also age range, huh?
Anyway,
about not a French man with temper issues 10 years older than us, okay?
A little French man.
A little French man.
About a month passes by and I go on a business trip. Normally when I'm out of town, I let her borrow my car as I trust her and it helps her a lot since she hasn't got one yet.
Yeah.
We agreed that when I returned from the trip, she'd pick me up from the airport. The morning of the day of travel, we confirmed the pickup time, which was 11:30. She said, no worries, safe flight, see you soon.
And that's also your car.
Yes.
That she's driving.
The flight would take like 3 hours. So on my way to the airport around 7:00, I updated her. No reply.
Oh God.
As I was seated on the plane ready for takeoff, another text.
Oh God.
No reply. Immediately after I land, I text her again. I knew it would take another 30, 45 minutes to go through immigration, get my luggage. So I just wanted to give her a heads up. Mm-hmm. But again, no reply.
What in the world?
This is when my delusional...
What is happening here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is when my delusional brain kicked in. Her not replying was quite unusual. So my only explanation for it was, duh, she's planning on surprising me.
Duh.
I had fully convinced myself that she was intentionally not replying to build up suspense for a surprise of some sort.
I mean, that maybe, is just...
Maybe she brought the whole friendship group to the airport. I had no idea. But in that moment, my brain told me that was the reason she wasn't responding.
Okay.
So I went through immigration, collected my luggage, walked out of the airport with a huge smile on my face, expecting to see Sarah and the rest of the gang. God, what is happening here?
Stop.
To my surprise, there was no gang, nor was there any sign of Sarah.
Oh, God.
The airport is quite small, so I quickly realized she wasn't there.
Where the hell is Sarah?
So I called her.
Okay.
The phone rang for what felt like an eternity before she picked up with a sleepy hello.
Oh, we've been there before, haven't we?
We've been there before. Where the fuck are you?
Hello.
Oh, I'm just, oh, my God. I know what it sounds like when you're asleep.
It does.
And that's your sleepy voice.
Yeah.
My heart sank. Not only was she not here to surprise me, she was literally in bed asleep. I was stood at the airport freezing, 11:30 at night, by the way.
Oh.
I said, Sarah, are you asleep? I'm literally at the airport. You're picking me up. Like, I've been texting you all day. I could hear her panicking and all she said was, oh my God, my alarm didn't go off. I'll be right there.
It's 11:30 at night and you text her at 7 p.m. in the evening. What, she's been asleep from 7 p.m?
I was annoyed, but alas, what can I do?
Alas. Whoa, novel.
Novelist. I was for sure not going to take the airport taxis. It would cost me an arm and a leg. So I decided to wait.
Yeah.
I walked over to the 24-hour airport cafe because I was starving and didn't know how long Sarah was going to be.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Sarah normally stays at her family home, which is about 15 minutes from the airport.
Oh.
However, recently she'd been house-sitting for her older sister and that was like 45 minutes away.
Okay, we've got to wait, yeah. Got an hour wait on our hands.
She's giving us a lot of details here.
Yeah.
The difference in time would determine whether I buy a croissant or order actual food.
Yes.
I didn't feel like calling her again, so I just quickly checked my Find My Friends.
Absolutely.
As all the girls in our friend group has each other's locations.
Yeah. Safety.
Girls, I could not believe my eyes.
What? She's
with the
Frenchman. I zoomed
into the map more and more, trying to be proven wrong, but her pin remained unmoving. Sarah was at Brian's house. Ouch.
Shit.
I was fucking shocked. Shit. She said, I couldn't believe it. I felt weirdly betrayed and lied to.
Yeah.
I tried to make excuses in my head, like maybe she just went to pick something up or drop something off. My brain was desperately trying to look for a reason because I didn't want to believe my eyes.
Yeah.
In disbelief, I refreshed the page. Location has been switched off.
She realized in that moment that you would probably be tracking her, as you would, just to see how far away she is, you know, naturally.
I was speechless.
Whoa.
She was actively trying to hide this and even thought about her location and switched it off.
Yeah.
The feeling I had in my gut was awful. Right, so after 30 minutes of waiting, she arrived at the airport and I could see she was visibly upset. I asked flat out, where were you? And she goes, I was asleep. My stomach sank. Ooh. Here she was lying to my face. Earlier this year, there was another incident of her hiding things and outright lying about what had happened, which she had profusely apologized for. Yet here she was doing it again.
And is this all to do with this guy?
I think so. I didn't ask any further questions. I couldn't stand being lied to anymore. I dropped her off, took my car back home with me. The next day, I wrote her a message telling her that I knew she was with Brian, but I also specified that my problem is not with him. At the end of the day, I'm not her mum. I can't tell her who she can and can't date. My issue was the lying. I ended the message saying I wanted to address all of this in the car, but as a friend, why do I have to beg you to be honest with me? She replied hours later. As usual, because she's a very non-confrontational person, she tried to divert completely. She didn't address anything to do with the guy, but rather claimed that she didn't actually lie about anything because she was indeed asleep, like she had told me. And then she went on to send screenshots of her alarm, which she had set incorrectly, that led her to oversleep and be late to pick me up. I couldn't believe it. I'd seen her do similar things with other people, try and divert the subject or focus on the least important part of the issue. So she doesn't have to deal with the bigger problem. I never knew she would do that to me. I was so sad and frustrated at this point because I now know that she knew what she was doing. And I didn't have the energy to ask her to be real. I just said, okay, Sarah, whatever.
Okay, Sarah.
Right. This was in April.
Oh, Lord. I mean, what that, just quickly, what that's giving is quite simply, she's embarrassed.
Yes.
That she's gone back to this guy who treats her badly and everyone knows it. And that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And she is not strong enough to not have no contact with this guy or not sleep with him or not see him.
Yeah.
And therefore does not tell her friends because she knows the judgment
she's going to get.
She's going to get. Like if this was my sister and she kept going, what are you doing? So therefore she's going to hide it from us.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want that judgment.
Questioning.
That questioning. She knows she shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
She doesn't need you to tell you.
Yeah.
And that's what that is.
So that was in April.
Okay.
She has gone.
I'm sorry, we're pushing a year.
I know. She has gone months with speaking to me. I have never meant, I don't know. She said with, I don't know. Maybe she meant to say without. I never mentioned our argument to the other friends in the group because I didn't want them to bring tension. But I later found out that she told them and also let them know that she was seeing her ex again. Okay.
So she kind of wanted to get in there first to share her side of the story kind of thing.
So she could paint the picture.
Yeah, of course.
I refused to reach out first again because I feel like I already did when I told her the day after that I knew she was lying to me with her ex. Okay, so I think you haven't spoken since April. Yeah. Even the incident earlier this year where she was lying, I had to be the one to reach out and only then did she apologize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She hasn't reached out in months and now I wonder, did the 8 years of friendship really mean anything to her?
Yeah.
Like, can she not swallow her pride and admit that she fucked up to some degree? Am I wrong for not being the bigger person and not reaching out again? I'm tired of being the bigger person, but it's quite sad that our 8 year friendship, which was great, has just dissipated.
Well, you guys haven't spoken in 8 months. I just did the maths.
All these years, we've had no problems except the lying earlier this year and this story that I'm sharing today.
Right.
I don't know. It's weird. Any words of advice would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, so it's been 8 months. I've not spoke in 8 months.
Yeah.
Over this, which, yes, in the grand scheme of things, like it's not
that big of a deal.
It's not a friendship, best friendship of 10 years ending situation.
No.
It should have been, yeah, look, I have been seeing Brian. I'm not proud of it.
I wasn't sure how to tell you.
I'm being honest. I'm not proud of it. You know, I didn't want you to feel, you know, ashamed of, or just, you know, I
disappointed
know,
in me. I didn't want a lecture from you, to be honest.
I knew how you would feel. And look, I should have told you where I was. And, you know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. Can we move on? Yes, I am seeing him a little bit. You know, I'm trying
just
to
just let
work
me work
through
this.
I'm trying to figure out my own shit.
Yeah.
End of. Okay, brilliant. What we doing Saturday night? Right, that's what it should have been. But you feel like, I get your point of view, you're sick of being the bigger person, you're sick of being the one being like, Sarah, what's going, you know, kind of
the
bringing
one that
the
always
issues
has to make the first move to
make
amends.
And you had that one conversation where you just felt like she wasn't really admitting anything, kind of not really acknowledging that she was in the wrong or whatever, and you but guys are both kind of both being stubborn in this scenario and just aren't reaching out.
Yeah.
But then she's telling your other friends and now it's getting a bit, well, that's a bit icky, isn't it? When it's like, so there's four other girls in this friendship group who yes. are kind of in the middle of this now.
Yeah.
Are hearing one side of the story. Yeah. You know, why aren't you two guys speaking? You know?
I mean, I think, you know, I totally get that you are bored of being the bigger person. But I think if the 8-year friendship really means that much to you, be the bigger person one more time mm-hmm. and just reach out.
Because she might well, I know it's, she might well be going through something right now because yes. she obviously doesn't have the strength to...
She keeps going back to a bad guy.
And that's quite sad.
And it's like, okay, like maybe there'll be a point in life where you keep going back to a bad guy mm-hmm. and it's on her to keep bringing and keep, you know, being the bigger person
just being
then.
There for you. And-
yeah, like you may need her in life.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are young.
Yeah.
There's a lot of life left to live. You're both going to go through a lot and yeah. you're going to need each other.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a shame for an 8-year friendship that is really great to kind of just fizzle out as such.
Over a small
Frenchman. Neither person wants to, you know, be the bigger person, basically.
Yeah. Over this temper little man.
Because of this weird little French guy.
Who's got in the way. And I never like seeing friendships end over boys.
Because...
And over men.
Because, like...
Silly boys.
You guys can be friends for life. She may not be with this guy for life.
She won't be. That's the fact. Know? She... I mean, I bloody hope not.
So... It's like this... Yeah. If I were you, I would just keep reaching out.
Just let her know that
I get that you've got your pride and you're like, for fuck's sake, why is it always me? Mm. But it's like, I would just swallow that. And just because your friendship is more important than your pride in this moment. And it may be, you know, the reason you're having to be the bigger person is because she isn't her strongest self right now.
She's confused. She's in a situation
she
that
needs
she...
you. She to be the bigger person because she can't be at the moment.
Yeah, because she's obviously going through something. So let her know that you're there for her. And then maybe she'll start opening up to you about this guy a bit more.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can like start advising her, you know, if she starts asking for your advice. But she needs to know that you're there for her through this, like,
with no judgment.
Yeah, with no judgment. She's obviously confused. She's
going
back to a not a nice guy.
Yeah.
She needs a good friend there to be like, to help her out.
Yeah. It's like the instance with the first dilemma, you know, even though you feel like you want to be angry and annoyed and you are right to feel that way, you need to almost go in with even more like compassion
love.
Than you usually would. Even though you don't feel like
because
it.
Because what will happen is when people feel like they've got less friends, they rely more on their romantic relationships.
Yeah.
So she's just going to start leaning way more into this relationship
in.
And relying way more on him. And if he's a bit toxic, you know, he'll love the way that she feels a bit isolated from her friends. Like maybe this is his game plan, you know? This is what these, you know... toxic men do. It's about isolation and control, and like that scares me that she might be out there.
And you've also
with this guy with you know with no one
you've got mutual friends as well. You're in a bigger group. Like, can you speak to them and, you know, be like, how's she been? You know, I'm thinking of reaching out. Like, you guys are in a big group here.
Ask
them for some advice. But I would definitely reach out and just say, like, you know, I really wanna, you know, I know we haven't really spoken all summer, but, you know, I've really missed you and
Merry Christmas.
For how things played out. You know, I don't want us to not be speaking. And, you know, I was quite annoyed about that whole airport thing, but I just want to leave it in the past. You know, I want you to feel like you can be honest with me because
how are you?
How have you been? We need to catch up. Like, just go in, you know.
House French man.
Yeah,
you know,
go
approach
in on
it with
those
kindness,
ways.
Not like, you're still with that twatty man.
I hope you're not still with him.
That twat. Yeah, just be like, how is he? I hope you're happy. I'm here for you
I think so. I think you I get that you feel like you're always doing the one who's got to like bring the peace,
but
sometimes
like
that's just the way it is.
You might find yourself in a situation where you don't have the strength to reach out to your friends and you need them to reach out to you.
Yeah,
you know,
good luck.
Bonne chance, as the French would say.
Bonne chance.
Right. You know, we've actually never spoken about this before.
Never.
Like close friends. Like me and Soph, we don't have a close friend.
We don't have a close friend. Because I'm too scared. Well, because I post something on there by accident.
Well, also I would think, you know, if we're taking it literally, close friend wise, I've got three. Well, there's going to be three people on my close friends.
And we're in a group chat.
Yeah. And it's like, if I want to show my close friend something, yeah, I'm going to send it into the group chat, get instant response.
Or text them.
Yeah. I'm not going to put it on my close friends and wait for a response.
Yeah.
From the three people I talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We've never had close friends.
But yeah, we're on people's close friends. Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I on this?
But I feel...
I appreciate it.
I feel honored.
Me too. But I'm also like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, you trust me. Mm. You trust me.
It's a good feeling to be on someone's close friends.
It really is, actually. So this is our situation here. Close friends story on Instagram. Where am I on this list? What does that mean? Where am I on this list? So you're on the list.
Or is she not?
But where am I on the list? Oh, I'm not on the list. Hi, girls. I love the pod and I listen every Wednesday.
Thank you.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome in. Her real name is actually Sarah. Joking. Okay, I was recently sat with my boyfriend.
Oh, no. You're not on your boyfriend's friends.
Sorry. With my boyfriend's sister. So Brian's sister, she said.
Okay.
So I was recently sat with Brian's sister.
Gotcha.
We were just scrolling through her TikTok and Instagram, etc. Yeah, that's fun to sometimes look at one phone, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Should we just watch your TikToks?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. And I saw that Brian had a private Instagram story uploaded. At first.
Oh, no.
I did not think anything of this and assumed I would be added to this story too. However, I checked my Instagram app.
Oh, no.
And was not added to his close friend's story list.
Oh my.
That is betrayal at its first degree, Sophia. Is it not?
Unless
he's asking around what ring size
he's asking
you are.
Around. Guys, keep this quiet. Don't tell Sarah. Which one do you think she'd like?
Yes, okay. Okay, that's us being optimistic here. I like that.
The devil's advocate.
But then it's like, just message your mates.
I know, but maybe he doesn't have people's numbers.
Yes, okay.
Maybe like he had her best friend on there, might not have her number, you know? Again,
okay.
I think it's we're just message, but you know, I'm just trying to, I'm just trying to, you know,
yes, thank you,
save
Sophia.
This.
That was a good perspective because that didn't cross my mind.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting, wondering, why am I not added to this close friends list?
Fuck. How long have you been with him? 2 years?
She's actually not sad.
Oh.
I asked Brian's sister whether this was a new thing. That he created, and she said he frequently posts on this private story when he's on nights out, etc. I do not know whether I am overreacting, but we are now spending our third Christmas together, so we're pushing 3-4 years.
We absolutely are. Yeah.
And I have never been aware of this, and I wonder whether he has something to hide. Well, yeah, it's giving
shit.
Secrets,
yeah,
isn't it? That is giving secrets.
Who is see
and if you know and his own sister is saying yeah he posts like night out stories on there.
Yeah, he's had it for ages.
Yeah,
always posting stuff.
Okay,
on
so
there.
it's not
even just like a boy thing.
Yeah,
you know,
because
if I made a close friend, maybe I would just put chintz on it,
the girls,
and like just
the
a couple girls, and maybe wouldn't even put, because I'd be like, oh, it's just the girls.
Yeah.
So maybe if his close friends was like four mates, I'd be like, oh yeah. But his own sister's on it, for goodness sake.
Yeah, the sister's on it.
Wow.
Whoa. So yeah, now I'm thinking, you know, does he have something to hide? What is going on? We have been together for 2 years. Oh, okay, 2 years.
Sugar.
And had some time apart in May due to issues. Oh, here we go. It's all making sense. Due to issues he caused on and after a night out.
Bingo.
So this is back in May.
Okay.
Since May, he then thought, right, can't do that again. It's close friends for purely the night out content.
Sugar.
Shit. He completely broke my trust and was very personal about how I...
Hold the phone. Hold the candy cane.
Sorry. Hold the candy cane. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Sorry. Speak up.
Can I call you back?
Hello.
Sorry.
We're
putting the candy canes to our ears. Hello.
That's actually really good. The next time we read the dilemma. Okay. Hello there.
Sorry. Let me just write her down.
I'm sorry. I wish phones were this big again. Hello. That's it. Yeah, let me just. Fond memories.
Okay, right.
Wait, so Sophia, wait. This is what this is.
So you guys have been together for 2 years, pushing at your third Christmas now. Yeah. You did have a break in May due to his antics on night outs.
On and after a night now. This is what happened. He completely broke my tryst and was very personal about how I look and my personality.
My personality?
Etc, she said. So he's being nasty in some way and gone, well, you fucking look like this and your personality's
personality?
Like this. Fuck off.
That is cruel.
Yeah, fuck
Imagine
off.
Imagine your boyfriend saying to you, I'm just not sure about your personality. What do you mean?
Yeah, no. On what realm is that?
I can't change my personality. This is just me.
But my looks, for one.
Right, I know, of course. But also the personality, fucking hell.
No, this is a nasty piece of work. Because also, I'm perfect. If you love me, it's unconditional love, right? Unconditional love sees no flaws.
It's perfect. Not critique.
No, it's not critical. The love is not critical. It's not overanalyzing. It's just pure love. So the fact that he can get a bit nasty like that is really alarming. I hate that.
But also, like, when you're drunk,
when he's the one that caused the issue because he did something on a night out and then he's attacking you saying, well, you look like this and you're what?
You'd like to, like, when you're drunk or when your boyfriend's drunk or significant other or whatever, it's even more like, oh, I just love you so much. You're my favorite person.
Yes. Yes.
Why are we going like critical with
the wording? Yeah, no, it should not be that.
It should be even more.
It's like you should be drunk and be like, all I need is my boyfriend right now.
Yeah.
I love my boyfriend.
Oh, my girlfriend's so special. I love you so much. Yeah.
It's not like, now let me slag my girlfriend off and think of all the things I fucking hate about her.
Yeah.
On what planet do you hate anything about me?
Okay, so that's why they had their break.
Yes. So we did decide to work through this and have been back together for 5 months. However, I'm finding it really hard to trust him after this incident. So I imagine he did something on the cusp of cheating on this night out, said the nasty things also.
He's like, he's a bit mean-spirited when he's had a drink.
It's, yeah, and we don't like, that is not something we should be living with. I'm sorry. This is not. So yeah, I've been struggling to trust him after this incident. Every small thing that makes me question his intentions, you know, this is just another example of something that has made me feel worried that he could be hiding anything else. Well, yeah. Yeah, of course. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. I am not 100% sure whether there is more to this or whether I'm just overthinking. Pictures attached.
Brilliant. Let's have a look.
Whoa, okay. He'd be punching. That's for sure.
They
black
always
socks
are.
And black trainers. I've never seen that before.
Oh, whoa. Not black socks and black trainers. Whoa.
You are beautiful, Sarah. You're rocking that dress. You look stunning.
Sarah's got a lovely slick back.
You look radiant. He is 100% punching.
Okay, we've got black polo, black shorts, black trainers.
He has the cheek to say something about your looks and your personality.
Sarah looks beautiful.
You look
glowing,
beautiful.
Actually, in that.
You're glowing. It's like a summer's evening.
Right.
I think you could do better than this man, 100%. 100%. Sophia.
What do you do there?
You cannot, no. If a man, especially my boyfriend, who I've been together for 2 years with, said anything negative about my looks or my personality in a way that wanting to put me down, then I'm going to have to walk away.
You've
straight
got to
away
get
because
out of there.
You cannot stay in a relationship where anyone feels like they can speak to you like that.
No.
Sophia, right?
Exactly. Hit the nail on the head.
You know, and it's like, I do not want to be in a relationship where I feel like I can speak to you like that either.
No, and that shouldn't be our...
And you're going to stay. Like, that should not be our dynamic.
No.
Like, no.
It's mean.
It's mean, and we don't like, no, and we can't be with mean people.
I think the close friends, I mean, thank God you saw the sister's phone.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's giving, you know, if the sister's on it, it's like, well, come on, who else is on it? I would be very tempted to go on his phone and see who else is on the list.
Yeah.
I would maybe add yourself to the list.
Yeah.
Because he may not notice.
I feel like he's eager. I feel like he'd notice that straight away. Yeah. I feel like he knows exactly what he's doing.
I mean, why don't you just say to him, like, weirdest thing? Yeah. Like, just don't, just bring it up and be like, you've got a close friend. Like, I wouldn't be able to help myself. I'd be like, well, I just saw your sister's phone.
Same.
Like,
you've got, I won't a close be able to control friends. My lips.
What's all this about? And just see, like, don't let, like, just ask him. Literally just ask him and see what he says. And then be like, oh, yeah, it's just for the lads. Well, your sister's on it because she's on it. She says you're posting it all the time.
Yeah.
That's weird. Don't you think? Why aren't I on it? Like, you know, what if I had a close friend that you weren't on? Like, I would just ask him and say, that's really weird. And
it's plain and simple to me.
Yeah.
He got caught out doing something sneaky in May on a night out. You broke up. Ever since then, he's thought, God, that can't happen again. I'm going to create close friends, keep all the content to the close friends.
Mm.
It's shady. It's secretive. It's lying.
It's repeated behavior.
On top of that, he's said nasty things to you.
You can definitely do better.
He's punching a million times over after seeing that picture. You are beautiful. You deserve way more than him.
I think you broke up before.
For a reason. And you're trying. You love. I know you want it to work. I do too.
Oh, yeah, he has good qualities. You know, have good times. You love his family.
Yes. Oh, we could make it work. If only I could grow to trust him again. It's not working.
No.
We've tried. It's been 5 months.
Imagine if you're
untrustworthy. I can't trust you. Yeah. You're sneaky.
That's
the
point.
I can't be with someone who's being sneaky. Mm. You know, I feel like you don't respect me because you said those nasty things. So what are we doing here?
There's more than meets the eye.
Yeah, there. You can find much better. You deserve way more than this. Mm.
But at least you need to ask him just straight on, head on.
Yeah,
why have you got this close friend?
Just
call him out and see what happens.
He's so smart and slick, doesn't he?
Because I think you obviously like love him if you've got back together. You know, you obviously didn't break up and think, thank God for that. I'm so relieved. You obviously wanted to go back there. So I appreciate that
you've tried.
You obviously love this guy a lot. And people can work through things and get past things. And not every relationship is going to be, all smooth sailing. Like everyone's going to have their hurdles to get over.
I think the lack of respect for me, that you know, the fact that he even thinks you
need
can say
to,
anything
I think
negative
you need
about
to,
your looks or personality to me
I think
is,
you need to take a big evaluation of the relationship, because you don't want to normalize your boyfriend saying mean things to you, especially when they're drunk. Like, that should be even more of like, don't know, that's not a good quality. Like, someone who gets mean when they're drunk,
we can't normalize this.
Can't
and then
normalize
him just
it and excuse
the next
it.
Day. Like, it's we need respect, love, you know, and this is not
like
those
if
things.
You were writing, you know, the qualities that you wanted on a piece of paper, you know, qualities that you wanted from a guy on a piece of paper, you wouldn't say, disrespects my looks, talks badly about my personality. You wouldn't write those things down. And, you know, I know that you love this guy and you've been with him for a while, but you shouldn't be compromising on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You shouldn't be justifying his actions just because you've been together for 2 years.
Like, if you'd known him for a week and, you know, this was your first date and he was talking negatively about your personality and your looks, you would never, ever see him again. You would not entertain a second date. You'd block him. You'd delete his number. You think, what a freak.
Freak of the week.
Yeah. So don't let the love goggles blind you, you know? Take a big evaluation of this relationship, because
you deserve so much better than this.
It's more than the close friend story. Yeah. It's more about the comments that he said, not even about the close friends, but that's just a weird thing on top.
It's, he doesn't deserve you, plain and simple. Mm. You deserve way more. This is not normal behavior. And I don't want you to settle for this. I feel like you're settling, and I feel like you're trying to, because of the, you know, you're trying to make but don't settle. You deserve way more than this. There are men out there who are going to treat you how you deserve to be treated.
Yeah.
And we just got to find them. Yeah, it might take a while, but we just got to find them.
Yeah.
And like, you don't deserve the treatment that this man is providing for you.
Like we always say, New Year's coming up.
Oh, it's the best time.
It's the perfect time.
Christmas time. Mistletoe and wine. Literally single on January 1st.
A fresh start.
There is nothing better than that feeling. Single on January 1st.
Nothing better. Fresh start, no ties, clean slate. Here we go. What's this year going to hold?
Year ahead.
Who am I going to meet? What am I going to do?
Hot girl summer.
Summer's on the horizon.
Oh, summer nights out.
Sexy girl
nights.
Spring, you know.
Snogging on the pavement with strangers. We love it.
All these things to look forward to.
God, I can't wait. Yes.
Should we find a quote?
Yes. Please. Let's find a quote. Break up with that man. Right, a quote. New beginnings quote for me.
Brilliant. Hit us.
I'm going to type it in. Fuck off. Sophia.
I found some good.
No, okay. Sophia, this is going to blow your socks off.
Oh my God, okay.
It's going to blow everyone's socks off. You ready?
Yeah.
I just compose myself. There is power in ending. It takes you to the beginning of what is meant for you.
Oh, wow. I'm blown away.
That could be the best quote we've had in the past 3 months.
Away.
Yeah. There is power in ending. It takes you to the beginning of what is meant for you.
Right.
You know, end this
Your
relationship.
Future
get out.
It's waiting for you.
You've just got to begin the next chapter, but you've just got to close
everything
this door.
You want is literally waiting. Oh. It's like, come and join us. Oh. All you have to do is close that door.
Come and join us.
Step
join
into
us.
The new realm.
Right. I love
Lovely
that.
Positivity.
That's my favorite vibes.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a good week. If you want an extra dose of the Girls Bathroom podcast, we are doing full episodes every single Monday over on our Patreon. There's a group chat over there. There's like over 20 bonus episodes on there right now for you to go and binge. It's a lovely time over there. New episodes every single Monday, twice a week. Big commitment over here.
We'd also like to say, follow us on TikTok. Follow us on phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Follow us on Instagram and subscribe if you're
on
watching
YouTube.
On YouTube. You subscribe there.
And you. Okay, thank you so much for listening, guys.
We should do a candy cane routine, like the synchronized swimmers. We had two each. Like this.
Sorry for the audio listeners. This isn't very entertaining.
We are just
dancing with our candy cane.
Prancing and dancing.
Love you guys so much. Have a good week. Happy Wednesday. Happy December.
Let's get it.
Keep sending in your dilemmas. Hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, please. Love ya.
Love ya. Merry Christmas. Bye.